welcome to Well Actually, the podcast where we chat about things that are severely underrated and give them their dues. My name is Vicky Hanlon.
Is it? Is it not, though?
Technically, no. So don't what, do
it. Oh my God, you've definitely done this before.
We've done this bit before. It's technically not my name. No. My name is Victoria.
Well, we're in lockdown 2.0, so I'm just rehashing old material.
Oh, should we take it to the joke whiteboard?
Yeah, I think we might. It's like, is David Bowie like around?
He's not.
It's like, Isaac Butterfield.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to the podcast.
You know what? This feels like a lot like Mission Impossible because we're putting it all in the first 5 minutes. Aren't
you know what? As I always say, Hollywood is run by pedophiles.
It feels like,
and this was
feels like I've kidnapped start of the podcast.
And this was the last episode of Well Actually. Thanks for joining us.
I apologize, listeners. I didn't think of a funny retort, and I panicked.
You paid for it.
So, better luck next time, I guess. I don't know. Leave us a 5-star review.
And we'll do better jokes, we promise.
Yeah.
We'll consider it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Well, what's your name?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, but you didn't say your name.
Oh, my name is whatever you want it to be, baby girl.
Jesus Christ.
It's Catherine. My name's Catherine.
And I'm Donna Collins.
Yay, we did it. We got through the intro.
Did we though?
My favourite part is that you get so caught up in a bit that you forget to say your own name.
I miss doing this in person.
Yeah,
I know.
Because then you can kick us under the table to make us
exactly. Yeah. I can shut you guys up with violence.
Yeah,
you can ask us to leave.
Exactly. I miss violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I really, really miss about human connection. You know, is just
the violence.
You've watched when too much. 365 days.
Okay, there's no. Okay, well, technically there is violence at the beginning when
he kidnaps her. I've not seen it, but I assume that in one way or
kidnapping Vicky, it's sexy kidnapping.
He's wearing a bikini,
so it's hot.
Yes, how heteronormative relationships work. They're
honestly
problematic.
It feels like it.
Yeah, it does feel like
sexy.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're definitely not doing 365 days.
No, surprisingly, we're not talking about that movie.
We will, though, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Listeners, can you get in touch with us via our social media if you would like us to review 365 days? I reckon if even just like 5 of you message the page and say, yes, we want that review.
Fine.
They probably still won't do it, but
but wouldn't it be nice?
Cave to the pressure.
It'd be nice, wouldn't
but
it?
You'd make
it
them, nice, but you make them feel a little bit of fear.
Okay, what would it take? Like, what would it actually take?
Oh, I would not review it. I would have someone come on so that we could talk about it. But I didn't have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But I don't know what it would take for me to watch that movie.
Yeah. I don't know what it would take to put that in my eyeballs. You might have to kidnap me.
Ooh,
and make me fall in love with you.
Maybe.
Which is okay because I'll be wearing a mask.
There we go.
Okay.
We are here in Melbourne. We are recording during lockdown 2.0.
Yeah.
So it's legal.
As long as you kidnap me, but from a 1.5 meter distance.
Yeah.
So I'll just lasso me. Hey, what are we actually talking about today?
Well, I'm trying to decide whether it was me or Donna that chose this movie.
I want to say me because I've wanted to watch this again.
Yeah, and I want to say me for the same reason, but I can't remember who actually.
It's both of ours.
Yeah. We are talking about the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie from 1992.
Woo!
Ooh. And Catherine, you'd never seen it before.
I'd never seen it, no. So I feel like this will be a good follow-up to the last episode where...
Yeah, and in that respect, do you want to tell us how you found it first?
Oh, yeah.
Should we do just a quick plot summary for the listeners who might not have...
It's technically a prequel to the TV show. Done.
Maybe they haven't seen the TV show.
Well, it's about a girl named Buffy.
Who's a vampire slayer.
She's a high school teenager. High school cheerleader who finds out that she is the chosen one. Mm-hmm. The one who has to defeat all the vampires.
All of them.
And, it's about her dealing with that while being cool. I don't know.
The high school cheerleader. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Awesome.
I was a massive, and still am, massive fan of the TV show. It was definitely one of the formative shows when I was younger. I loved it. I had a very complicated breakup with Joss Whedon, as we all did.
Yep.
Yes, correct.
I loved his work so, so much. I even went and saw The Avengers in the cinema. Even though I don't like superhero movies because he wrote and directed it.
I went and saw him talk at like a Melbourne Writers Festival one year.
I'm mad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was awesome. Honestly.
I loved your essay about how he used feminism as a cover for his emotional abuse of women. That was great, Donna. A really good read.
yes.
Yeah. So I, yeah. Anyway, complicated relationship with Joss Whedon's work, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to revisit. I haven't gone back and rewatched the show.
No, me neither.
It's real tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where you don't want to punish the other people involved, you know, because there were so many great writers and directors and actors and people.
Except
that made
for Xander,
right?
Nicholas, whatever his name is. Trash heap. Nicholas Brendan?
Yeah, Nicholas Brendan. Yeah.
Xander was always, he was a twin.
Yeah.
Also a twin, which makes him
double blur.
As Donna knows, a garbage person. No.
yes, indeed it does.
Yeah. So I'd never seen this film. I don't know why. It was just something that I never, probably like always on a list of films that I should watch, but I'd never just took the time to sit down and watch it.
Came out when you were like two, right?
I was two. Mm. Yeah. So happy for the opportunity to watch it. Look, I thought it was fine. Yeah. It was hard for me to not compare it to the TV show.
Mm. I mean,
like, quite
that's understandable. Crazy. Yeah.
So all of the things that I really loved about the TV show, the chemistry between the characters, the just the humor and the wittiness of the dialogue, but also just like the metaphor upon metaphor upon metaphor. Obviously the biggest one being that, you know, high school is like being in a horror film.
Yeah.
For me, that was lacking in this. This was just like a sort of fun kind of Lost Boys ripoff.
Yeah.
Is that the other way around? When was Lost Boys?
89.
Yeah, Lost Boys was
earlier.
Right before. Yeah. And I did wonder if they exist in the same universe because Kiefer Sutherland was in The Lost Boys and Donald Sutherland,
yeah.
Maybe in that universe.
Before anyone calls me out, 87, not 89.
Oh, well, there you go. Boys.
Called out, Vicky. Called out.
Cancelled.
I was off by 2 years.
You're
I'm
the
canceled.
Lost Boy.
Yeah.
I thought there were some funny moments, but I didn't think it was anywhere near as funny as the TV show was.
Are you able to put it in a vacuum? Like, think of it on its
own?
Well, I can't because I watched it on my laptop, so I wouldn't want to put my laptop in a vacuum.
Oh my god.
Because it is probably.
I'm gonna mute it.
Your head into a vacuum. Is that possible? But like, are you able to like?
My head is far too precious.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were gonna say my head is already, and I was like, okay.
I thought you were gonna say your head was too big, but we've all got our things.
I would never have like
yourself?
A self-depreciating. No,
I'm a sense of humor.
I love myself. Yeah, I really tried to separate it, and I tried to kind of appreciate it for what it was. at first I was like, what's her name? Chrissy Swan. Chrissy Swanson.
Yeah.
She, for me, I was like, well, she's not anywhere near as good as SMG, and she's, you know, not bringing the same like layers to it. But I felt like she really, as it went on, she really fell into the character. Yeah. And by the end, I thought she was really, really good.
Yeah.
I thought that the transition, the character development, one might say.
Hey.
This one, chock full of it.
She really was so against being a slayer, and then I felt like she maybe embraced it too quickly. I didn't buy.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the actual time frame of this movie is meant to be.
Like
her workout montage and when she's like training, I don't really know how long.
I mean, she's wearing different outfits. I'll bring this up maybe later, but the outfits in that training montage are so good.
Oh, wow.
They're my favourites.
Most of the outfits in the whole thing are great. I love them describing a bright yellow leather jacket as lush.
Oh.
That is the most 1992 thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I loved all of the outfits except for that god-awful dress she wears at the end. It is the
Which is iconic but terrible.
Dated.
Yeah.
Prom dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely never liked that dress ever, but it's also like cool seeing her fight in it.
Mm.
Like I hate the dress, the
skirt. Smallest ripping noise and then
just the whole chill's gone.
The dress is gone.
Yeah. And it was like just like perfectly, like the scene was perfect. I also didn't think, like, I didn't take the vampires seriously as threats. Like, I appreciate that it was probably, like, you know, a lower budget film.
Yeah.
Yeah, also they got David Arquette to play and Paulie and Paul Rubens, like.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, weirdly cast. Yeah.
It's strangely cast, but. Well, yeah, I don't know. Kind of works in some weird way.
It does, and I guess, it was sort of meant to be a comedy horror.
Yeah.
So, but also I was reading something I never knew until I was looking at trivia for it this time, was that Paul Rubens' role was originally meant to be a female character.
Then
Joan Chen, who's a Chinese actress, ended up having to drop out. And so they rewrote it for a man rather than giving it to another woman.
That would have been sick.
Yeah, right?
Mm.
That character.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's like a reverse of Alien, where they wrote it for a man and then Sigourney Weaver got cast. And it's like, so we only get iconic female characters when they're originally intended for men, which is a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also Aliens. Reinforces why Buffy is such a great iconic character, because she is, you know.
Also, sorry, I know we're kind of skipping ahead, but I had completely forgotten that, like, PMS was her like radar for
I wrote down that was some bullshit.
I think
it's really interesting looking at this movie and seeing which bits
they kept
and like took from it and which bits he went maybe not. And it does not surprise me that the idea of getting cramps when you're near a vampire would be a terrible thing for a slayer.
Yeah,
That also just does sound like something that like a 22-year-old white man who considers himself a feminist but clearly has no respect for women.
She's got period blood, like her superpower.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It's so dumb.
Just besides Buffy herself, but even like, and again, like trying not to compare too much to the show because, you know, we'll try and consider them as two different things.
Yeah.
But like besides Buffy, all of the female characters in this film are so underwritten, and it's just like, why have we championed you as this fucking feminist god?
I was going to say, she told us who he was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
Like,
in this movie,
when
Buffy
you go
is
back
the queen
and rewatch.
Of, cool girl, like not like other girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote That's down that role. Quote and was just like, I hate this.
Yeah, there is so much. Just the bit, like, I know that they're setting her up as this like vapid kind of dumb girl at the start. Like that's the point. And then she is suddenly the Slayer. And so she suddenly becomes smart, which is like, I guess proof that she was always smart and she just chose not to be or whatever. Mm. And so they're setting her up as this, you know, dumb airhead cheerleader. And I get that. And I get that they're setting the boyfriend up as a, like, they're all just terrible high school students. They're all just terrible people.
Mm.
But the line when she jumps over the car and starts making out with her boyfriend and has her butt in the friend's face, and then he says, I don't want to be sexist, but can I borrow her? And then he's like, nah, man, you'll get her dirty. I was like, I watched this as a child. Fucking hell.
I literally wrote down that quote, and then this quote tells us a lot about Joss Whedon.
It does. He told us who he was.
Yeah.
He told us.
Also, when the guy, her boyfriend's friend, like, yes, tries to...
And slaps her on the ass.
She throws him aside. And the boyfriend gets all shitty when, Buffy doesn't need his help.
Mm. Also, yes, don't touch my piece.
Yeah.
That is just classic a man feeling like, oh, yeah, well, I was just trying to help.
Yeah.
Oh, women.
So my favorite bit of that, though, was how he said, ooh, got to get some, and then slapped her on the ass, and then she threw him, and he said, no, actually, I don't need any right now.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Actually, I don't even need any.
No.
Also, the way the I'm just going to say the big bad. The main
Lothos. Yeah, they referred to him as Master a couple of times, and
he's
supposed to be like this
Rutger thousands Hoyer. Of years old vampire guy,
mm-hmm,
who you would imagine would have like an incredible wealth of knowledge and language, and could probably speak every language that there is.
Yeah,
but he keeps calling Buffy a bitch.
Yes. I know, right? All the time.
It's so bizarre. I'm gonna get you, bitch. Like,
yeah, bitch.
He, you know, if you're gonna be a thousands of years old vampire,
be a bit like,
learn some better vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't really buy him as a big villain.
Yeah, they made a weird choice with him, because it was like they got him to fight her.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, I get it, but him as a character, he's like an old dude. Mm. And he's with a sword and all that sort of stuff. And it's like he's bad at it. Like, he's no good.
Yeah. There is a lot.
Also, his power is meant to become from having like legions of minions and all that sort of stuff to do that stuff for him.
Yeah. So as soon as you bring him down to an actual fighting level, he suddenly becomes nothing. And he's so quickly defeated.
Yeah. I know. I honestly looked down for a little bit, and then when I looked back up, he was like dead, and they do the quick like thing over the face, and I was like, oh fuck, I missed
that. That's my favorite part, where he dies and he just pulls the cape up over his face.
Yeah.
And you go, oh yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
It was a real fizzer of an ending.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't really building up to much, but one scene that I really loved, and it was probably the only moment of the movie where I was genuinely like a bit creeped out, was when she's going to bed and she's in a trance and she puts the red ribbon in her hair and then she gets into bed and he's there. I thought that was really, really well done. It was really creepy.
Yeah.
And there is a lot that was cut from this movie.
Yes.
Like from the story, like from the original script onwards to what they were filming. So much was cut that it really doesn't make sense.
No.
And I knew it when I first watched it, but looking back as an adult, it really doesn't make sense.
The whole music thing really confused me. I didn't understand. Like,
no,
the music,
they don't explain that.
Stopped.
It's just a thing.
And she was like, oh, I get it now. He told me I'd understand all along, but then nothing happens and she still has to fight him.
Yeah.
She's just not under his control. But I love it. He's like creeping over her shoulder, just like, look at me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm over here. And it's just like, he just becomes so weak.
Yeah.
As the villain.
When you compare it to like the version of Dracula with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder, and like just how like, and it, I mean, so problematic. Like,
oh yeah,
just for someone who defends 365 days a lot on this podcast, maybe it is a bit hypocritical of me to call Dracula problematic. But you just, like, there's something, but I guess that's why vampires have just sort of kept coming back and coming back and coming back as, you know, being cool, because there's something about, like, the possession and, I don't know, it's like...
They always tend to have mind control abilities.
Yeah.
Them, like, all well, the sensual master definitely and sexy and all that business.
Season one of Buffy, the Master definitely had that kind of thing going on. And also, I think, feel like there was a few more. What was the one that Nathan?
The one that
Nathan Fillion played.
The guy at the end.
Yeah, the priest guy.
Yeah. Also the principal in season three.
Yeah.
Buffy.
The mayor?
The mayor.
Sorry, the mayor. Sorry, no, you're right. The mayor.
Like, to be fair, the principal is also pretty creepy.
He was in, but the principal was like working for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A little bit.
But yeah, the mayor was probably the.
Oh yeah.
Best villain?
I think he was one of my faves.
Yeah.
I think so. I think season three is perfect. And I love at the end, I actually thought about this moment and I thought, oh, this for me really sums up why it worked as a TV show for me so much more than it worked as a film, because they had obviously so much of an opportunity to explore the characters and the themes and stuff. But at the end of season three at the prom, when the students give Buffy an award for protecting them, and they're like, we don't really know what you do,
but we know you,
but we just get this vibe that you're protecting us. And for me, that's
definitely
so nice.
Not cried a lot at that in my past. Definitely have not shed many a tear during that scene.
Can
definitely
I tell you,
haven't got Wild Horses in my Spotify playlist all the time to go back and cry to just every so often. Definitely not.
Well, good, because that'd be really depressing.
Thank you.
Can I tell you the story of when I first watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a teen. I'd say early teen.
Sure.
Found out about it. I was like, oh, my God, I have to watch this movie. So I went to the video rental place, Movie Land.
Of course.
And I tried to get it on VHS, because that's where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy, and the guy was like, oh, no, it's out right now. And I kept coming back and, like, asking and checking. And then one day it was finally in. So I rented it, and I was so hyped. And I got home, and I started playing it. And I was like, oh, this is really weird. Like, you know how sometimes, you know, there's trailers, obviously, before a VHS movie.
Mm-hmm.
We remember the dark days.
We do.
And there was a bit where it was like, boy, this trailer is going on for a very long time.
Oh, no. It's
giving away quite a lot of the story. I don't know why they do it like this. That's really weird. It took me 10 minutes to realize it was the wrong movie.
Oh, what movie was it, Jim?
It was Biodome.
Oh, fuck.
Paulie Shore.
I have not seen that in
movie.
So long.
And I was just like, what is this? Why is there a movie before the movie? And then I, like, you know, pushed open the little door on the VCR and I looked at the title and I was so devastated.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely devastated. My dad ended up watching the rest of Biodome, which, honestly, that's on him. I just went to
How long did it take you to get Buffy after that?
I still think it took a while, because I think in that one someone, like, stole it. So that.
Well, yeah, I had it taped off the TV for a very long time, and that was how
Pinky,
I watched
why it. Didn't you just lend it to Donna?
Yeah.
That's weird. So... Yeah, it's weird. Mm. I should have done that.
Thanks, Catherine, for standing up for me.
You think you know a person.
You do.
You don't. Mm. Yet.
Mm. There's two ways of looking at it.
Not an excuse.
Okay, no, that's fair. But, yeah, I had it taped off of the TV, but, like, I'd obviously either me or – I was going to say one of my parents, but probably my mom had watched it and, like, paused the recording to take the ads out.
Oh, I loved that trick.
So we had it for a very long time that I watched it on. I definitely ruined that VHS tape.
So this is a film that you guys have, like, a really nostalgic connection to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it was definitely after Buffy.
Like, quoting it?
Yes.
And there was a couple of things that I don't know whether I wrote it down, but there was a couple of quotes that I was like, oh, fuck, I still say that. And I didn't remember that it was from Buffy.
Mm.
the look at the moon, man. It's a huge moon. Like, I always say that when the moon's big. It's from Buffy. I forgot. Like,
I think retro, the way they said it.
Yeah.
About the yellow jacket. They're like, I thought you said it was over. I'm like, yeah, it's retro. And the other guy's like, yeah, retro. We say that so often.
Yeah. Pike isn't a name. It's a fish.
One of my favorite quotes on this was, excuse much, rude or anything.
Yeah.
What are those words?
I really liked the quote from Luke Perry, who I thought was gorgeous, and he is gorgeous, and I'm still really sad that he's no longer with us. I really liked his quote. I'm not disappointed, just angry.
Yes. I definitely quote that.
Favorite part
I feel
of
like
that
that's
bit.
A real 2020 vibe.
Yeah. My favorite part of that bit is where he's on his motorbike and he goes to turn around.
Yep.
And he's very close to the photo booth. And then in the next shot, he is so far away so he can do the turn. And it's the worst part I've ever seen, but it's
I also like the guy that's just kind of standing there and is like, oh, and just kind of like slightly moves out of the way of the bike. Just like,
of this bike out of nowhere. Yeah. Also, it's a different bike to the one he had before, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of Pike, what I really like about the TV show is that, like, the Scooby gang, her friends, are there to help her as much as they can. And as the series goes on, you know, Willow obviously finds out she's a witch and things like that. But, like, Buffy is the one who's, like, she's killing the vampires. Like, she's the slayer. And, like, they all know that. Yeah. But in this film, Pike just has the confidence that only a straight white man can have, where he's like, he joins her to fight her, and I don't know, it's because obviously he's like, you know, got a crush on her, and he's like, maybe if I help her kill vampires, she'll go out with me to the Blase Cafe, where they all hang out, Cafe Blase, which I thought was a great name. But yeah, I just love that she's like this chosen one, and it's like this whole, you know, ancient thing that gets carried down, and she has to like train to slay vampires, and he just turns up with his, you know, shitty leather jacket and his shitty motorbike, which you know,
they really took away the vampire element.
And he's like, "I'll fight you. I'm gonna help you, Buffy."
Yeah, there's a lot of goofy fighting that.
Oh yeah,
the vampires look like shit.
I also appreciate kind of, I guess, more of like the original one of the jock guys, maybe the forehead guy that dies at the start and then is like on the basketball team. Might have been him, but it might have been, yeah, it was probably him, calls Pike a geek, which is not the 2020 sort of definition of a geek, but is way closer to, I guess, the original like phrasing of geek. And I was like, oh, were we still in the 90s calling like freaks kids, I guess, geeks rather than nerd kids? Geeks. And I was like, huh, it turned around like pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like, the idea of anyone thinking Luke Perry is a geek is
but like, you know, geeks these days are like supposed to be smart, and they've got I guess you're a geek about a certain obsession or whatever. But yeah, clearly he's just like, oh, you're a freak loser, blah, geek. And I'm like, huh. So the 90s, it was still the, okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, I guess in the 90s, just the idea of, like, getting to school on time made you a loser, you know? Like, they follow their timetable. What a geek.
Pike is not
Which, to be fair,
kid, though.
If you're on time for shit, you are a massive loser. Am I right, Donna? Absolutely. Am I right?
I was High on time to this, by the way. Screen. You were not.
I am also not on time usually. I am early. So
there you go. We are a horrible mix.
We really are.
We really are. We really are.
What was I going to say?
That dude, my favorite quote of his
forehead
is when, and it also really annoyed me, sort of going back to the idea of blanket feminism.
Sure.
Is that, you know, by this point in the movie where, like, he's come in and they are doing their basketball game.
I forgot temporarily
what sport it was. And then, like, he leaves and Buffy chases him and steals the motorbike, which is a great scene.
Oh, would you like some power, real power between your legs? Yes, please. Thank you.
And dropping that D-bomb a couple of times, and I was like,
but like when like she's cornered and he's she's trying to be like, it's me, Buffy, your friend, don't you remember me?
Yeah,
it's like, no, clearly by this point she would have figured out that they're vampires, they're not who they were, they're just in the body of that person. That person's dead. But I just love when he says, she's like, you were my friend, and now he's like, now I'm a god. Which is just like every guy.
Yeah. Those are the opposite things. I do the, yeah. The opposite.
And then he's stabbed with a stake and he goes, now you're a coat rack.
It's like a guy in high school when someone finally touches his penis. And now I'm a god.
Now I'm a god.
Yeah. Do you want to talk the difference between vampires in the movie and vampires in the TV show?
Sure.
They do not turn into dust. They don't in dust. Movies.
Nope. They don't turn into dust.
They're dead bodies.
They clearly
are littering the floor.
Didn't have the budget for those special effects.
But, like, even
however,
then, I don't know.
However, I do agree with you, and I did think that. I'm like, why aren't they turning into dust? This is some bullshit. This is almost as bad as the period cramps indicating the vampires in the air, which it just gets funnier and funnier every time I think about it. But I did really like at the end of the film when Stephen Root from Barry is giving out the detention slips.
That's very quotable. We still quote that.
Yeah.
Detention. That should be all of them. Nope, over there.
I'm just having a look at the trivia.
Mm.
Screenwriter Joss Whedon was so frustrated by how much of his vision was being handled and how much of it was being rewritten that he eventually left the set during production and never came back. So I don't know when that happened, in production.
Who knows? But yeah.
Also, so do we know what in the final film is his and what was changed?
I would imagine dialogue is his.
Yeah.
But apparently he wanted it to be a lot darker. Because there's another thing. It says the original script by Joss Whedon was heavily rewritten to make this movie lighter. In the original script, Buffy burns down the school gym in which the dance is being held in an effort to destroy the vampires.
Which is a reference in Buffy the TV show. Yeah.
The fact is referred to several times as the series is seen as the spin-off of the original unproduced screenplay rather than this movie.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I guess the weird part is in this one she's a senior.
And then she goes to the... Yeah, so it's not... quite a sequel. It's not quite a prequel, but
you can see the bits they took.
Yes.
And also even the costuming of the white dress with a black leather jacket on top is very similar in season one to the finale.
Yes.
Mm. When she goes up against the master, like there's elements where you can kind of go, oh, okay, he took that. He liked that bit. The name Pike somehow got turned into Spike. I don't know.
Yep.
Crazy.
Also in the original version of the script, Merrick, who is the predecessor to Giles, committed suicide to escape being turned into a vampire by Lothos, who wanted to know the Slayer's identity so he could dispatch her. It is this version that was restored in the Buffy origin comic.
So there's one thing that I was confused about, and maybe it's because I was on my phone during a crucial moment or something.
Yeah.
So I might just be an idiot have missed it. But I was confused because I really liked the scene where they come back from killing the vampire and he makes the joke and she's like, do you want to lie down? I just thought it was really well acted,
It was
cute. It was a really nice scene. Yeah. And like you see them really bond. And it reminded me of Giles and Buffy from the TV show. Yeah. But what I was confused about is in that scene, he's talking about how, he's reborn.
Yeah, I think they just changed that.
Yeah, and because then he says something she says something like, I can't quite remember the wording of it, but, what would happen if you actually die? And he's like, I'd go to heaven. Excited at that idea of, finally being able to, I don't know, rest.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just get a job. Yeah.
I would have made a wonderful bootmaker.
I'm going to be a I'm going to be a buyer. I don't know what that is, but you just buy things, which was very, very Joss Whedon.
Yes.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I think the reason I really like that scene is because it really reminded me of the show. But then, when he dies, does that mean he's going to be reborn in 100 years to train the next Slayer, or is he dead?
I assumed reborn.
Yeah, I assume reborn.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah, because it's sort of like, it's weird.
He's stuck in this endless cycle of being reborn and training the next layer.
As far as I can tell. But yeah, and then obviously they ditched that for the TV show, and there is a council of watchers.
Yeah. Because he wasn't even called a watcher, was he?
They never called him a watcher, no.
Yeah, he created a union. That's what was taken out of the script. He's like, this is bullshit. I can't do this on my own.
Sign up some people,
I want to be a bootmaker, okay?
I like that because he really showed to have, a lot of care for his boots. There was, just little bits where he's just doing things in the background and he's, putting stuff in his boots and he's putting them all away and, taking care of his clothes and stuff. And it's kind of this cute little element. But also there was one scene, and I don't know if you noticed this, he just chewed on his handkerchief for some reason.
I did notice that, and I was like, this is weird.
He just kept putting his handkerchief in his mouth kind of pulling it out of his mouth. He just kept doing it. And it's like, Buffy's just talking as if things are normal. And I just want someone to be like, why are you doing that? Yeah. You weird old man. Also, he had to have known how much of a creeper he was.
Oh, 100.
What was this?
hey, 16, I assume, year old girl.
Oh, no, she's a senior though. So she'd be 18, wouldn't she?
Almost.
Senior's the last year.
Yeah, so she's 17 then. Maybe.
Yeah, still not great, but you know.
Hey, 17-year-old girl, can you come with me to a graveyard?
Mm.
Just wondering.
Yeah. And just opening elevator doors and just being really creepy and watching her and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You have to know.
While we're on the topic of Donald Sutherland, screenwriter Joss Whedon found Donald Sutherland extremely difficult to be around.
Sutherland
rewrote most of his dialogue and scenes, often making the scenes incomprehensible in Whedon's opinion. Whedon praised Sutherland's abilities as an actor, but called his behavior rude and Sutherland a dick. That's coming from Joss Whedon, so he was probably a lovely time on set, to be honest.
Who knows?
You know who I would prefer to hang out of the two of them?
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland.
I reckon
and
maybe.
I don't know anything about Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're about to find out something bad about Donald Sutherland.
Probably.
But you know what I know about Joss Whedon? Is that he sexually harassed women on the set of Buffy.
Yeah, and probably every other set.
Yeah.
Also, this is Hilary Swank's movie debut.
Yeah.
Which is
good.
I was looking
not long after that, it'd be the next Karate Kid, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
I was looking for Ben Affleck and Ricky Lake and Seth Green, and I didn't see any of them.
I didn't see Seth Green.
Ben Affleck's on the basketball team, the other team.
Yeah. The basketball guy, he's holding the
ball. I
wasn't
paying enough attention.
And the vampire wants it, and he just
gives it to him,
looking disgusted.
Okay.
My favorite bit of that basketball scene, just quickly, was the bit where the vampire, dunks the ball and then hovers to the ground and everyone's like, well, that's weird, but nothing else. They're not
that's it. They don't really seem to
be clearly not normal.
Yeah. They're like.
But also Pike, when David Arquette's character is flying outside his window.
You're floating, man.
And he's just go home. You want something? Just go home. And I'm like, you're not going to be like, hey, man. You're flying right now.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this.
Yeah. I guess in that case, the only thing is Pike's very much drunk all the time.
Yeah. Maybe. That was my, yeah.
Yeah. What's the age difference meant to be between Pike and Buffy?
I think he's supposed to be just out of school.
Right. Yeah.
So he's supposed to be 19.
Also Luke Perry as an actor tended to play
younger
than he really was.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Yeah, what was the other bit about that? Oh, yeah, Ricky Lake was she was the waitress. And Pike and his buddy put all the coins on the ground.
Oh, that was Ricky Lake.
How much, what'll this get us? Two coffees or a hot dog with plain hot dog?
nothing on the side.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Seth Green, I didn't really notice him, but maybe he was in the background somewhere.
I thought he got cut from it. I thought that he had a filmed thing, but I don't know whether it made it to the end, the final.
Didn't notice.
Maybe him. I'm wrong. I can't
also remember. I think. Oh, yeah. Yes?
Speaking of casting, why is the actress who plays Buffy's mum yes! the credits? I was so confused.
5 mile up. I don't know. I was
like, bitch, you think you're special?
Like, you got two lines. What are you doing?
Yeah, and I was like, is that like a SAG thing? Like, is she?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In the actors get like, it was so, I've never seen that before.
Buffy's mum. And then cast. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Because I've always wondered, like, when you see.
It's always to do with either their management or SAG. It's usually.
Imagine this woman's management being like, yeah, if she's going to be in this movie, her credits needs to be so far above everyone else in this movie. Like,
but for me, like, that was the most memorable thing about her character. Is that
her credit?
Her credit at the end.
You don't want to be the. Do you know what time it is?
Thank you.
My watch was broken.
Honey.
That's amazing. But I would love to know the reason. Because I'm always so curious when you, like, you're watching a movie and you see, like, with da-da-da and da-da-da introducing da-da-da featuring. I'm always, I don't know, maybe I've got to ask Liv Houston that. Like,
That would know. But yeah. I'm pretty sure it's usually SAG or management.
Yeah.
It made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Maybe she's on Twitter. Maybe we can ask her.
Candy Clark, get in touch.
Her name might be...
If you're listening,
on Twitter,
babe.
Her name is probably very high up there. Yeah. High, and then a couple of spaces
well,
and then her
okay,
stuff.
She was known for American Graffiti, The Man Who Fell to Earth, and Blue Thunder. So, like, 70s to 80s.
I think it was
So maybe it was just kind of the time.
I mean, you know, none of those films are Mrs. Winterbourne, but no, that's true. Still pretty impressive.
Yeah.
If it was... Ricky Lake as Waitrose and then the cast. I would get that.
Oh my God. I wouldn't have questioned that, daughter. I would have been like, no, that is correct.
That is correct.
She auditioned for Princess Leia. That's pretty cool.
Hey.
That's fun.
Hey now.
She didn't get
Princess Leia, but she did get.
She used to date Jeff Bridges. I think she was a bit of a big deal.
And now look at her. 5 mile above the credits.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've seen American Graffiti, but not for years.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about the vampires as well? The fact that they don't, their face doesn't change. They always look like vampires.
They kind of get the teeth, but
they get the pointy ears.
Yeah,
but
they don't.
Ears. They get some teeth. But they always look like that. They kind of have a green sort of vibe to
them. Yeah.
But like the cramp thing, clearly the bit where there was more of a transformation in the TV show meant that there could be like shock reveals of vampires.
Mm.
But in this movie, there wasn't that. They were always a vampire. They've got the fangs. They're vampires. And but instead
the TV show just works so well in like, those graveyard scenes were like really intense. Yeah. They were like really well choreographed and like just really well shot. And you always were like, you know, Buffy's not going to die. Like that's not how they're going to kill off the main character. They're going to have her like sacrifice herself for some bullshit secondary character that gets introduced in season 5.
Yeah.
In season 4, sorry. It's meant to be her sister. God, I hate that storyline of passion.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Anyway. And I thought that was definitely also just the flashback scenes are so bad in this film.
So bad.
What are they?
Oh my god.
Yes. And the weird mole.
Yeah. That was
even there. Anyway. Like, where did they film this?
Apparently, there was meant to be more of them. That's what I heard. He wanted there to be more. They wanted to be more of a through line to the whole thing of like her past.
God,
lives and
so
all that
bad.
Stuff but
it really makes sense when you see this film why he worked so hard to develop it into a TV show because he obviously had so many ideas
yeah
that just didn't
But it's just so, like, he really needed someone to just be like, yeah, this budget, maybe tone it down.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, a lot. Maybe you don't need a mystical music thing. Just, just tone it down, bud.
But sometimes ideas are the best.
There was a bit, the bit that always gets me is when she, like, shoots fire into the vampire's face, the bad guy's face.
With the hairspray.
Yeah, and it's like, you know,
come from?
She has a bag.
She had a bag, and she had off clearly.
But also, she had.
I take it back. I've been proven wrong.
She had no idea of knowing that he don't set that on fire because they never established that. So she
that's not a thing that she knew already.
And then just had hairspray in her hand just in case.
Yeah.
So her other plan was just to spray it at him. I guess. But yeah.
Well, maybe she was just like, I will probably need to fix my hair. At some point.
At least once during this fight.
Yeah. At least once during this fight for my lives and the lives of my co-students. Co-students?
Fellow students.
Then, like, he sets his face on fire. It's really weird. It doesn't really affect his life.
I've been in too many Zoom meetings.
But then what she does is go back to the gym.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
No.
There's a weird cut. He's on fire and she's running up the stairs and there's no real...
That's why I was so confused because I wrote down... Because I assumed that he died and I thought, wow, that was such a disappointing ending. And then when she gets back to the school and he's still alive, I'm like, I don't know what's
going on.
Yeah, why are you in the gym? Unless that was when she was going to set the gym on fire, but, like, there were students in there. It doesn't make sense. Like, even her... Yeah, it's just so – there's so many cuts really close to the end where it's like it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
You need to figure this out. But Paul spending so long dying was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Gets stabbed, falls down, and then rises back up was the funniest thing.
When I was talking to my sister who had definitely seen the movie a few times but not as many as I had, and I said Paul Rubens was in it. She was like, which character did Paul Rubens play? I was like, oh, like the main henchman of the... She's like, I cannot for the life of me picture him. And then I just went, and she went, oh, yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah.
The bit where he's like, you ruined my jacket.
Yeah.
Kill him a lot.
And the, I can do anything. Can you? Clap.
Yeah. I had to explain that one to my girlfriend, Bridget, because she missed something along the way. And then she was like, why would she say clap? I'm like, he's missing an arm. And she goes, oh, yes, okay, yes. Very true.
Very good. You can play the movie now. Continue. Yes.
Yeah. Carry on. And that was her only plot issue for the entire thing. She knew all of it. It all made sense up to that point.
Well, according to IMDb, Paul Rubens completely improvised his death scene.
That's adorable.
I mean, so shocked about that.
Stunned.
So his character wasn't supposed to die. He was just like, no.
No, I'm back.
I am so committed to this character.
Carry on. And just what was the other one? Just any time with the news reports, it's kind of like that. It hinted to the same thing that's happened Sunday where people didn't know all of this was going on. Like, it's very clear that there's all this violence. Obviously, there's a bunch of dead bodies around because they don't turn to dust.
Yeah.
But, like, in the news report, it's like a neck injury that was described by one onlooker as a really gross hickey. Like, that kind of thing. And, like, people not really knowing that there's, like, vampires or whatever around, even though everyone keeps dying.
Mm.
It's vaguely also the idea that Hilary Swank invited all of the vampires inside in a matter of seconds. Very confusing.
But Donna, they're seniors.
Yeah. It's the funniest one. Anyway, that bit where she hits her head, like the principal just smacks her head into the wall.
Oh, yeah. I don't condone violence against women, but fuck, that was funny.
Her acting really sold that. Oh, cross-eyed, slow slide down to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like there's elements.
She went on to win 2 Academy Awards.
Yep.
And you can see how.
For this film, they were like, it was so good, we're going to give you a second one.
Yeah, it's 10 years later, but here it is. Oh, it's so good. And just... Yeah, there's just little bits where it's like they didn't explain it enough.
Yeah.
That there's something weird going on that everyone can't tell that there are vampires around. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but it was weird.
Is this the kind of nostalgic movie that gives you guys like do you get kind of like, you know, when you watch a movie that you remember from your childhood and you haven't seen it in a while, and it just kind of gives you those weird like butterflies because you're just like, oh, I remember this movie and I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that when you rewatched it?
Yeah.
Because I got that with Sense Gauge.
Which is why I yelled at you both. I definitely get
that with this movie.
I think it's one of those ones where it's like nostalgic but not overwhelmingly romanticized in my brain.
Yes, for sure.
It's one of those ones where it's like, you know it.
Yeah, I think at
like,
the time
you know it's so weird.
Yeah. I think at the time I was like, I didn't realize quite how like kind of sexist and awful and stuff some of the stuff in it is, but I definitely knew it wasn't a good movie.
Mm.
Like I was aware of that. Like,
but also it's funny. And that is, song, that How Funky Is Your Chicken song.
How Funky Is Your Chicken.
Oh, thank God. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Because that was something I wrote down. Is they are the worst
cheerleaders
cheer
you've ever
squad.
Seen. Oh,
like,
yeah.
She is this incredible gymnast.
Yeah.
It's when he sees her do this amazing
backflip
thing that he's like, she's ready to learn how to be a slayer. She like uses her flips to like get away from the vampires. She's like, no, I have to get to practice. It's the most important thing. And then you see them do a routine that looks like they made it up 3 minutes before they walked out there.
It's so,
wasn't that what they said? They were like, you haven't been at any practices, and she was still able to do it so well.
Yeah, she still led the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, they are definitely not getting to nationals with that routine.
That one where they just go dribble, shoot, shoot, take that ball to the hoop. Amazing. It was just like that that documentary show Cheer. Like,
incredible. Absolutely comparable.
It's just so, it's so strange because you get little moments like that where it's obviously meant to be, I would imagine, satirical.
Yeah, and then definitely.
I liked the scene. I mean, I would hope so. If that was the best cheerleading that they could do, then that's really
that's a
scary.
Lot to deal with, yeah.
Sorry.
This is a horror film.
Can I just interject? I just thought I'd look at like reviews from 1992, like when it came out.
Ooh,
and I wasn't. Like, it's whatever, but this particular review mentions Candy Clark by name. Like, okay, so it says, with a gang of giggling girlfriends, a self-absorbed mum, and then in brackets, an amusing bit by Candy Clark. Like, that's a person that we're meant to.
She's a known person.
She was definitely meant. She definitely was a known actress, like, quite famous at the time in certain circles, I guess.
Yeah. She was the draw card.
Yeah, like the only other person, only other actor that they've named is Christy Swanson so far, and then a little bit later, Donald Sutherland. That's it. No other actors get named.
Do we?
What had Luke Perry done before this?
Oh, sorry, Paul Reubens and Rutger Hauer did get. But
I would have thought 90210 was either, if not started, about to start.
No, this is the first thing he did after 90210, right?
After, yeah.
Pretty sure.
That makes sense. Yeah. So he was.
I always thought 90210 was like mid 90s.
I thought it was.
It says here, helping her out in Sutherland's Grave Watcher, which is capitalized W. So that's interesting. Maybe they did say Watcher somewhere. And Luke Perry in his first post Beverly Hills 90210 role. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Should we play our dream recasting game? Are there
I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, because I think Kirsty Swanson should be played by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That was what I was thinking. That's good.
Yeah, that
I
was
thought
my
she
idea.
Brought. I thought, like I said earlier, like I think the more when she like embraced the Slayer, I thought that's when she really kind of came alive. But I felt like maybe she just didn't have a grasp of the character as much as Sarah Michelle Gellar did.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, she's adorable. I thought she was lovely in it.
And I love her hair. I love her hair.
So good. Like, we could recast. I mean, it'd be very easy to recast because it's got a real, like any Netflix movie now, that cast could probably be transferred over pretty easily.
I wish that the baddies had, like, I wish that they put actors in that had more fun. with the characters.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Reubens kind of probably the most out of all the vampires. And, like, David Arquette is not a good actor, but he seems like he's having fun.
He's having a good time.
He's having a good time, yeah.
Sorry, David Arquette.
And we know you listen. Don't. What else
do you Yes. Know? He listens every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially the main... Sorry, is Paul Reubens the main bad guy?
He's not the big master.
He's the henchman. He's the henchman.
Right, yeah, the henchman.
Rutger Hauer is Lothos.
The main
who
main guy.
Who also
yeah.
is having a fun time as well.
Yeah, he's clearly having a fun time.
You can see that, but it just...
I don't know. For me, he just, like, I just would have maybe liked him to make it a bit more campy and just sort of, like, really dig his... Sorry, no, actually...
Dig his teeth into it?
Pun intended. Really dig his teeth into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but
yeah.
I think I could have. I did expect this film to be a lot campier. And
yeah,
a lot more
I guess considering that all I know him from really, but like properly, is Blade Runner, and he's playing like the least campy character you've ever seen in that movie.
So in this,
he's like, whoa, over yeah. the top to me. But yeah, I guess it's, yeah.
I think they couldn't quite figure out. The problem was they didn't quite figure out what vibe the movie was going to have. I guess.
Yeah, I don't. Did they cast it after it was Joss Whedon had been like?
Yeah, we want it to be dark and gritty.
Yeah, did they cast for that movie or did they cast for the light-hearted movie? I imagine that Paul Reubens, as he wasn't the first choice and he was like a replacement after someone dropped out, that he was part of the light-hearted one. But I wonder if they...
Just the bit where Lothos is like, I'm going to go, I'm going to have a snack, and then picks up a kitten and walks off with it.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
God, I forgot about that.
Did you miss that bit?
Okay, I was definitely looking at my phone during
that. Yeah, he's just talking to the henchman guy because he just lost his arm. He's like, well, if you need me, I'll be in my room having a snack. Picks up a kitten and walks off.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Nah, this movie's cancelled.
I think I will say before we finish up, one of my favourite lines is the bit where she goes, God, take a chill lozenge.
Yeah.
One of my more favourite lines from that lady. Also, pointed out, the only person from her friend group who dies is, of course, the black friend.
Yeah, of course. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Classic. Horror style.
Last the 90s.
Last little bit of trivia is Alyssa Milano was originally meant to be Buffy.
Oh, that would have been a weird twist.
Yeah.
No, nah.
I'm glad that.
I'm glad.
She was good in Charmed. I like her in Charmed.
She was great in Charmed. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad she
and
wasn't
she's, Buffy. Yeah. She's pretty good on Twitter now.
The two things in this world.
Yeah. I really liked the line when they were talking about going and seeing a movie, and one of them just went, they were like, oh, what about this cinema? And she was like, they don't even have Dolby.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
The
and also
that in that one bit they said sitch, like six times.
What's your sitch?
Yeah, does that fix the sitch? Like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I have no sense of history. He wears a brown tie.
Oh, I wrote, that's one of my favorite quotes. Fuck. I love that.
I wrote this down and I regret, because I know we're about to wrap up, I regret that I've left this very important point to the end.
Yes.
We might have to do a part two, actually, just on this.
Yeah, great.
This is going to be more heated than Emily from Center Stage. I wrote down Merrick is a very stupid name.
Ooh.
I just think it's a stupid name.
Merrick,
I'm sorry.
Name. Is it his first name?
Can we get
Merrick Watts?
I was going to say, can we get Merrick Watts on to
called out?
I have the same birthday as Merrick Watts.
Especially for this guy that's been like reborn for thousands of years to train slayers.
Yeah. It's a very
for every generation. What's your name, Merrick?
But I still enjoy the bit where he throws a knife at her.
Oh, you threw a knife at my head.
Yeah, and it's
but
just
you threw
like
a knife at my
and
head.
He's like, this proves
yeah,
it.
But you
and
caught
she's
it.
Like,
you threw a knife at my head.
Yeah, he adds like a nice level to things because he's a bit funny, but he's also very overly serious and creepy. But then his name is Merrick, and that really does ruin it.
I think it was maybe a normal kind of name for me because I don't know, like there's a wine area down near where I used to grow up that is called the Merricks, and I was like, yeah, it's just that's a name.
If there was a character called Brown Brothers, I'd get it.
Yeah, but like, so I guess it just never kind of I was like, yes, yep. And I was a massive fan of American Rosso.
I do think that Passion Pop would have been much better.
Better? Yeah. Yeah.
Much better
me.
Than
me.
And I would have really believed the character. You know? That's fair.
Absolutely. That's fair.
Right. This has been a really fun chat.
Yeah, I think that I think we should wrap that one up. Like mostly that, because Catherine has to leave.
Yeah,
I like that we didn't have to yell at anyone.
Yeah,
that was a nice element to this.
Nice, nice element. Yeah. I do like not yelling.
If you said anything about any other name but Merrick, we would have fucking gone you. You know what? Yeah. Buffy might be a dumb name.
Whoa! Oh, I would have shown myself out. Buffy's the best name.
Such a good name.
Yeah. Honestly, right, Buffy makes sense now as a Slayer name after all these years. Like, what else would you call her?
Yeah, no, that's
Rhonda.
Yeah.
Come on.
Also,
I like Faith.
The Buffy.
Or Kendra. Oh.
Kendra was the best.
Yeah, Kendra was the best.
I loved Faith. Oh my God, I loved Faith.
Yeah, I mean, so Elijah Dishku, hell yeah. Mm. Also,
anyway,
the woman that plays Kendra has been playing teenagers for like 30 years or something like that.
She has.
It's ridiculous.
Good on her. Doing it for the sisterhood.
What do we think?
So good.
Vampire?
Ooh, maybe. Ooh, maybe. Fuck.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
We're doing such a good job of ending the show.
Sorry.
And distracted.
Thanks for listening. Will we do another film review? Will we keep going with the film reviews?
I think so, just for the moment.
Lockdown. If we can convince other people to chat to us, that'd be great.
I thought you were going to say just for the money. And I was like, what?
Like, you've been making money out of
it?
Where is this money going?
Motherfucker. So as always,
details, bitch.
Send us a bunch of comments if you want us to do 365 and we will put them in the bin.
Yep, I will put them in the bin.
Stretch out in the bin. Our Instagram, our Facebook, our MySpace.
I can't wait to hear from who you hear from. Catherine Allen, Catherine Ballin.
Yep.
Catherine Flellen.
Yeah. Oh, she's our biggest fan.
Yes, Schmastrum Ballin. She loves it.
Yeah, I love her.
Interesting.
Love her work. Interesting. Love her work.
Well, thank you for...
She knows movies and she really likes
it. Did we decide who out of the two of you chose it? Was it you, Donna?
I think it was me.
Definitely mentioned it a bunch, but I don't know whether I was the first person to mention it.
Vicky will choose the next film.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, can we say that it was mine so Donna can choose the next film?
Sure. Oh, okay. I've got so many choices.
Just because there was one film that I want to watch that I feel like Donna wants to maybe choose, and I would rather Donna choose it. Because I've only seen it once in my life and it can't be like my nostalgic thing, whereas I think it is for her.
So I feel like at this point, we've changed the theme of this film review series so many times.
Sure.
Like, it's films that weren't appreciated when they were released, so they're actually really great. And then
if they involve a girl group.
Girl band film.
Yeah.
And then it was Catherine's favourite movie.
To yell at people about, yeah.
To yell at people about, yeah.
No, that is 365.
That is. We have found that. I can't wait to find that out. I don't know what you'll yell at us during that one, but I cannot wait to hear it.
Right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Follow us on social media. Give us likes and reviews and 5 stars.
Yeah. You can find us all
at Only 5 stars.
Podcast actually on Instagram and Facebook, and you can follow me at fixter.gram on Instagram, Catherine at Cathrill House, and Donna at Donatella24 or Donna.fun.
Donna underscore score fun.
Fun underscore Collins. Collins.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Also, sign the petition to raise the age of children incarcerated in Australia. Just Google it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there's a website,
raisetheage.org.au, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That sounds all right. Either way, Google it, sign it. It's very important.
Do it. All right. Yep. Cool.
Bye.
We're done.
Bye, everyone. Merrick is a dumb name. We'll see you next time.
Except not you, Merrick. Fish.
You're cancelled.
Ike's not a name. It's a